I know. Let them think it. Call it protective coloration. That is your father tree, she indicated himself. That's him, I walked on. How you doing today, old-timer? Must be 50 times I have asked that. I mean, the old guy is remarkable, but just a tree, right? I did not expect a response, but Father Tree's leaves started tinkling the moment I spoke. Come back here, Croaker. The lady's voice was commanding, hard, a little shaken. I turned and marched. Back to your old self. From the corner of my eye, I caught a shadow in motion, off toward the hole. I concentrated on a bit of coral and nearby brush. Keep your voice down. We have an eavesdropper.
That's no surprise.
She spread the ragged blanket she had brought, sat down with her toes right at the edge of the barren. She removed the rag covering the bucket. I settled beside her, positioned so I could watch that shadow. Do you know what that is? She asked, nodding at the tree. Nobody does. It's just old Father Tree. The desert clans call him a god. We've seen no evidence of that. One Eye and Goblin were impressed with the fact that he stands almost exactly on the geographical center of the plain, though.
Yes, I suppose. So much was lost in the fall, I should have suspected. My husband was not the first of his kind, Croaker, nor the White Rose the first of hers. It is a grand cycle, I believe.
You've lost me.
A very long time ago, even as I measure time, there was another war like that between the Dominator and the White Rose. The light overcame the shadow, but as always, the shadow left its taint on the victors. In order to end the struggle, they summoned a thing from another world, plane, dimension, what have you, the way Goblin might conjure a demon, only this thing was an adolescent god, of sorts, in a sapling avatar. These events were legendary only in my youth, when much more of the past survived, so details are open to question. But it was a summoning of such scope and such price that thousands perished and countries were devastated. But they planted their captive god over the grave of their great enemy, where it would keep him enchained. This tree god would live a million years.
You mean, old father is sitting on something like the Great Barrow?
I did not connect the legends and the plane till I saw that tree. Yes, this earth constrains something as virulent as my husband. So much suddenly makes sense. It all fits. The beasts, the impossible talking rocks, coral reefs 1,000 miles from the sea. It all leaked through from that other world. The change storms are the tree's dreams.
She rattled on, not so much explaining as putting things together for herself. I gaped and remembered the change storm that caught me on the way west. Was I accursed to be caught in a god's nightmare? This is crazy, I said, and at the same instant decrypted the shape I had been trying to pry from the shadows, bushes, and coral. Silent, squatting on his hams, motionless as a snake awaiting prey. Silent, who had been everywhere I went the last 3 days, like an extra shadow, seldom noticed because he was silent. Well, so much for my confidence that my return with a companion